5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right.
You are listening to Flowing with Famous, the All Professional Podcast. This is Joshua Teehee, aka Famous Whitewater, and with me, as always, to talk Fresno, Mike C of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Mike.
Yeah, that's hello. Me. Hello, hello, Fresno.
It occurs to me right now at this moment that doing that song is really silly and stupid.
Oh, what now? Right now?
Like, I don't know. Years, right now, for some reason, in. Right now when we were doing that, I was like, "Oh my god, are we? Is this
it's
a
not
really
as
thing?
Cool for not both in the studio? Is that what?
Is this? Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So, right now, just after how many times? How many years? You're like. You know what?
And like arguing with silly. People kind of being like, oh no, it's cool, it's our thing. Not that we'll ever stop doing it.
Right.
So it is officially July.
July.
We are in
thick
entering
of
the official heat of summer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get all in it. It's going to start getting crazy now any minute. Any minute.
Any second.
Any minute we're hitting those triple digits.
It's been relatively okay to us so far.
I know.
So
yeah.
Knock on wood.
So we'll see. I think it's just going to push it back. We'll just be like, October.
October's going to be warm.
He's getting some 90 degree days or whatever. Something like that. I could be wrong. All right. You want to get into some stuff that's been happening.
Have you been to the Tilted Kilt? Wait, yeah.
Have I been to Tilt? No, I have not. I probably never will go to Tilt. So I somehow went to Hooters once when it opened. And truthfully, I can't even tell you now how that happened. Like, I remember being there once too,
but I think I was with my wife. So it was like, I was just like, hee hee.
I remember being there, and I remember there was like a kid, there was like children there, and it just flipped me out. I was like, oh my God, there's kid. What is, you know?
You're like, you just walked there, you're like, I can't do this. I can't.
And it was, yeah, and the whole thing was just weird and whatever. And so, I feel the kind of the same way. Like, there's no reason for me to go to Tilted like, Kilt. I don't,
I think,
although I heard.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
I heard that the food was actually really good. Bethany Clough from the B went there, you know, as part of the job,
hey,
ugly,
the food's
but,
good.
You know,
I felt like
said that it was good.
Yeah. I for me, as a older married man now, like, I feel like I need, if I'm going to go in, I have to go with my wife. Like, if I'm going to go in some quote unquote old dude and there's, you know, just waitresses in their 20s. These outfits, then I'm not going to feel right about that. But like, if I'm like,
good
with,
for you, Mike.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, look at me. Look at me. I'm so great. But yeah, if I'm with a wife or something, then it's like, you know, when you go with your girlfriend to a strip club, I'm like, we're having fun.
Right. It the whole thing seems very weird to me. Just the concept. I was the same way with Hooters. You know, it's like I don't understand. Like, my personality type. That does not seem like a fun thing to me to like go and like. Because obviously they're dressed like that, so dudes can come ogle them, right? Mm-hmm. Like, look at them and be like, ooh, right? Because otherwise, like, just dress normal. you know, right? Like, I mean,
hey, just normal. Gotta give a stick to get you in there.
Right. And so if that's the thing, like, I'm not really into that. So, like, why would I go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it is open and
it looked like
I'm
they
sure.
did. I mean, I'm just kind of curious as less about the waitress's outfits and more about the place because
yeah.
they did a big renovation on it. And
what?
It looks like they have some decent beer.
Oh, man. Let's see if I can find the. I think it was the Facebook post that the bee did, and they had this great description of it that was like, it's like something like if Braveheart met Hard Rock Cafe or something like that. turns to the inside, yeah. You know? So it's like that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I would be interested to see what they did, because they, you know, it was a renovation inside the hotel.
Yeah, I remember going in that space. It's basically a hotel bar restaurant for the Ramada. And I remember they're going in there years ago for like one of those like New Rock or KRZ or Monday Night Football nights things or something. This kind of crap you do when you're in your 20s. Going to bars for various things. And, but I'm kind of curious to see it. Not necessarily waitresses, but just to see the place. So. And then you're saying that it has good food, apparently.
That is the reviews that I have seen. So I can't imagine that's the case, but what do I know? I mean, maybe it does. There are people who believe that Cheesecake Factory has good food, so, you know.
Ooh.
What are you gonna do? It might be good. I don't know. I've been there a few times.
They got a big menu.
Right. See, that to me.
That's always scary.
That's a scary thing. I want a place where they have like four things and, you know, they just tell you what. They'll bring you something and you just, okay, this is what I'm having. That's the kind of place I'm into. I don't like having a bunch of choices, and also I'm just not into like kind of the chain, national chain thing. So, but that again is just me, and I'm sure a lot of people will enjoy it. So Tilted Kilt is open, Hooters is closed.
Yeah,
so Hooters is gone.
Well, now you can stay in the Ramada and just have a grand old time. And
there you go.
Walk, you know, stumble back up to
your room after you. You can also go across the street.
Yeah, if you get
100%.
Yeah, if you're getting whatever
supplies you need at the Hustler
store,
Hollywood store, and then go back to your hotel.
It's our red light district. Is that Fresno's red light district now?
It's probably as close as we have to a red light district. Yeah.
All right.
So there it is. All right. What else? What's the next?
What else? Since we're on bars and whatnot, I hear there's going to be a cocktail bar in the brewery district.
That's right. Right there in the brewery district at the old. Oh, man. Now I got to look up. It's the building that is right across the street from Zach's and right next door to Tioga Sequoia. Gotcha. It is a historic building.
Is it going to be in one of the, because there's like three suites that are just small suites, and then there's a big building.
It's in the smaller of the places.
One of those small suites.
And I want to say that it's going to be called The Modernist, I believe is the name of the place. And, it's going to be a cocktail bar. So, and you know, the idea being, I suppose, that there is no like hard alcohol in the brewery district. Or, I mean, truthfully, downtown is kind of short on
bars. You have to go to bars. The card, the casino.
Right, Club One.
Bar.
And there might be... Which is an
underrated bar, by the way.
I like it. I'm a beer guy, and their selection of, like, beer is not top-notch. But it's
good it's enough. Cool like, right. they have... Well, they usually have, like, some Tioga, and
they'll
have something.
And it's... and what's I enjoy about it, and I haven't been in a while, but you know, it's the spot you can go at 1 or 2 a.m. To get food too, which is a very unique thing for downtown. So that's really cool.
Joe's Steakhouse have a liquor? I know they have beer, but do they have liquor?
I don't know. I don't know if they have a full bar or not. I don't think they do.
The Cosmopolitan bar?
Cosmo, yes.
Do they have a bar in there?
Yes, they have a full bar.
Do they stay open at night?
They are open at night, but not like late, you know. It doesn't, I don't think it operates as a bar necessarily. Right.
Like it, people don't really go walk in there and hang out, have a couple of drinks at the bar kind of thing.
Well, I know at the other place, I think there were, you know, when they were on before they moved. I think there were some, they probably had some regulars. It seemed like whenever I'd go in there, there would be at least some, you know, a couple of people just kind of hanging out at the bar or whatever. But I, now that they moved, I'm not sure if that's so much the case, but they do have a full bar there. But other than that, you know,
Cocky's Bar, is it open?
Oh, Cocky's. Okay. Yep.
Do they have liquor?
Okay. Cocky's has, yes, they do. They have a full bar. Mezcal might have a full, full bar. And I guess Fulton. So, I mean, I guess Fulton 55 and Tokyo Garden. So I guess there are some places, but it just seems like, well, and especially once you start getting down into the brewery.
It's true. That would be the only hard liquor. I mean, it's fine. Yeah. I mean, I want more beer, but, that to me, that's enticing because, you know, you're going to go out with people. Not everybody wants to drink beer.
Right.
Some people just want.
You're going to diversify. Drink.
So it's at least there's that option there.
And, you know, so I think there was kind of a discussion with some people I was talking about whether it would work there because they're like, oh, you know, is the. Because it's going to be a craft cocktail kind of thing. So it's a little, probably going to be a little nicer, let's say, whatever. And, you know, will people in that area, you know, will beer drinkers be enticed to, you know, cocktails? And that's a good question. But I think what you're going to see more is, you know, Tioga has all of these events happening all the time. The stadium has the, you know, baseball and soccer games and stuff. And a lot of those people aren't necessarily beer drinkers, and they end up at Tioga or Zach's or whatever because that's what's there. But I think they might end up someplace else if they're, you know, people who weren't interested necessarily in drinking beer. So, and then, you know, if it becomes a place that people know about, I could easily see people wandering down from the Sororian.
Yeah.
Theater, because it's close. You know, it's definitely within walking distance.
Yeah. I mean, last year I went to the Queens of the Stone Age show at Sound Arena, and it was like a Monday or Sunday night. It was, you know, it was an off night, and there was nothing to do when the show go out. I mean, literally not anything open. And it was still like 10:30, 11 o'clock. It wasn't like crazy late, but and, you know, we had to leave the downtown to go do something, and I feel like I wonder how late this bar would be open.
I don't know. I mean, you would hope that they would at least be open hours of operation similar to Tioga and Zach's, but I don't know, but I am particularly excited because that is a really nice building that I think, you know, the owners are trying to do right. You know, they're trying to revive it really nicely. I mean, I don't think they've actually done a whole lot to it other than, you know, clean it up. So take, you know, unboard the window,
right,
and paint it and whatever. But I mean, it is a beautiful building down there, and I'm trying to see if I can bring up tell you exactly what building it is and stuff so you can look it up for your own. But it's definitely a historic building.
Went inside it during the Fresh Fest, the big the big one, and it's really cool in there. It's real similar to a lot of similarities to the Zach's Brewing building, with some different kind of stuff worked in. But there's a huge space behind there in the back of that.
Oh yeah, like, I mean, there's there's a lot of space down there still, which is great. So the place is called the Modernist It's going to be a cocktail bar, and the building is called, so it's at 719 Fulton Street, and it's the Rustigian building.
Yeah.
So it was built in 1920s, and so, and there's a few other spaces open there as well. So, and I guess there's another cocktail bar. Oh yeah, this is the one. There's the rooftop.
Oh yes,
bar on the Pacific Southwest building that's still, I guess, in the works.
So. There, I saw them complaining on Twitter to the city and to the mayor.
Oh,
they're basically not doing anything about their permits and all that stuff. They're just like twiddling their thumbs or something.
Was that? I thought that was one of the. I saw one of the breweries doing that.
Maybe. Well. I didn't see that, but I just saw it was somebody related to that rooftop quail. Bar that was, they were just like, like, anybody gonna help us here? They're they were like standing at the counter of the city and going like,
right. No one's somebody? There. And so they have,
at the same time, the city's going to the public saying, you know, we're doing all our stuff
that
we can for the business in Fresno, and they're standing there going, well, you could help us right now.
Right. I did see some sort of tweet like that, and I think the city was like, we'll direct message you a name of whoever you can contact or whatever. So,
which would probably be the same people they've been contacting.
Right.
That but hasn't, I thought it was, isn't giving like, them
it's
any answers.
Crazy weird that that's what you have to, you know.
Well, that's, I mean, I've always heard that complaint about the city, and me not knowing for sure, I'm just like, well, whatever. Like, every city's like that. But the more I've just, more and more I hear and from people that are actually trying to do something, and it's like,
right.
They're,
it's not easy.
They're saying one thing and not, and then doing another thing. So.
Right. Well, that is, I mean, that's what I heard. One of the reasons that it took so long to fill the old Audi space. And it was actually something else was going to be in there. You know, there was someone who had plans to actually put, you know, have another place in there, like, you know, kind of within months, and the city just, it wasn't happening. It took them forever. And so, and even with Full Circle, when they went in there, there was, you know, issues. So, the city, I don't know what's going on there. So, it's crazy when Twitter's how you have to get stuff done, you know.
Like, hey, the social media manager apparently is the most powerful person. And
apparently, I mean, maybe. At least they know they'll be able to get an answer. Or if not, maybe then other people will see it and be like, why are you not answering this?
Yeah.
This is crazy. Speaking of the brewery district, some big news, at least for me, coming to the brewery district is Gwar. The metal band Gwar is coming to Tioga Sequoia. They will be performing.
Woo.
This is like, and so I had actually been down at Tioga like last week or the week before. And I was talking with Matt, and I'm like, hey, you know, what's going on? He's like, oh, you got some stuff coming up, and one of them, you will be super excited. And I was like, oh, yeah? He's like, Gwar. And he's just like, what? It's a show that I feel like is almost unbelievable to see there. Just because, I mean, I suppose it's a bit like Silver Sun Pickups playing at Strummer's. I mean, it has that kind of feel for me just because. And the band's not, you know, they're not huge. They're not like, you know, going to be selling out the Save Mart Center, obviously. But they're, really big band. I'm almost positive that it'll sell out. And, you know, I mean, anyone who hasn't seen them, I'm going to go ahead and say, do it. You know, if it at all seems like something that might interest you, you should check it out, because I had not seen them. Like, I've been a fan for a long time, But I just never had the opportunity to see them. And then I saw them last year at the Aftershock Festival and was just, you know, blown away. And obviously the band has changed since the original lead, like, frontman died a couple years ago now. And they just kind of kept playing. And now it's like there's all – it's all new people. So it's like none of the original members. But still just crazy, crazy show. And then some other – even the openers, they're having Sacred Reich and Toxic Holocaust, which are these two just kind of old school thrash metal bands that I think a lot of people will be into. And then this band Against the Grain from Detroit, who – my band It'll Go Back actually played with them, I think, like at the CYC or something.
I was
like,
say,
years ago.
That band sounds familiar.
Yeah, they've played here before a few times, and are just like a really cool, like, kind of like stoner rock, kind of punky music. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think that's going to be — tickets are on sale now, but I think it's going to be crazy fun. It'll be interesting to see, you know, a lot of people are like, this is a mistake, you know, putting a metal show there. And I don't know. We'll see. I think it'll be fine. You know, there will definitely be some mosh pitting happening and that kind of thing, I think, but you know,
there's a space.
You make it work. There's definitely a space for it. So I'm super, super stoked about that. So that's my recommendation for all of it.
You'll see that Gore show.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Speaking of music.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take a music break,
All right. Band of the episode. Let's do it. Band of the episode. And for this episode, it's going to be Stone Shiver. And it will be Stone Shiver because they are performing coming up on the 13th of July as part of the Mariposa Music Series, which is happening down on Fulton Street at the Mariposa Plaza. And it's being done through the Downtown Festival Partnership and New Rock 104. And they're just doing this thing. I think it's once every second and fourth Saturdays or something like that. And they just have bands up set up, and they have
they still haven't started renovating that. Aren't they going to be redoing that?
Mariposa Plaza. Yeah, I'm not sure when that's happening though, but yeah, I do believe that is happening. So but it hasn't happened yet. So they're doing this, and it's free. There's a beer garden. Band sort of goes from, you know, 7 to 10 or so. They've already had Call Me James played already this year in the Morning Drive. And so Stone Shiver, let's get a little bit of a listen.
Can you hear me now? It's the last goodbye. Just I'm screaming, screaming, but you don't make a sound. Are you trying, trying? 'Cause I'm beginning to have my doubts that you aren't tempted to tune in while I drown. Can you hear me now? It's the last goodbye. No, I'm not myself. I'm someone else, dead on the other side.
There you go. That's what you can expect.
Yeah.
At the Mariposa Plaza. So, just a cool event downtown. I'm all for downtown. You know, this is one of several. Art de Americas has their outside art nights. So
there's
the plaza.
I was thinking the other day, there's not going to be a summer sweat this year, huh? Johnny Q is not doing summer
not
sweat?
That I know of.
I haven't seen it at all.
Yeah, not that I know of. Although, the last few years, those things kind of just snuck up, you know?
Yeah.
But, no, I think the next kind of big thing downtown, and they just announced, was the Taco Truck Throwdown lineup for this year. So this is the ninth year. And it is happening on August 17th. It's only one night, one day this year, and there's no baseball game. So they're kind of doing it differently than normal.
Yeah.
I guess the... You know, they always have to kind of work with the schedule for games. And so I guess they just couldn't figure it out with the game schedule. So it's just going to be one night. But it's still pretty cool. So they're going to have, obviously, the taco trucks and the Major League Eating event. So the
taco eating contest.
The World Taco Eating Championship or whatever it's called. And then... for the music, they're having the Cumbia Kings, or the guy, I can't think, it's A.B., it's Selena's brother, whatever the dude's name was. He was in the Cumbia Kings, and so he's bringing, like, the Cumbia King All-Stars, and then Warren G. and Too Short. It is... Yeah, I think it's going to – and then some locals, The Box and some other people. But I think it's going to be really cool. I think that's another – you know, they've done another good job of putting together a lineup that's like, you know, pretty indicative of what people might want to see. So, yeah, I think it's going to be really cool. And that, again, is on the 17th of August. So that's the next – that's the big summer one. I can't think of anything else that's going to be happening for the summer. So.
Well, for the fall, first big thing in the fall, big Fresno Fair. They've got some more. Some more lineup announcements on that.
Yeah, man. It so the first big thing is that that Roseanne is not coming to the fair.
What happened?
She canceled. Well, so it's so funny. So I think a lot of people actually assumed that she wouldn't perform. Like when they announced, I think I saw a lot of people like essentially saying this is never going to happen. And I think they were like thinking that either, you know, the fair would cancel because no one would buy tickets or, you know, that she's too controversial or something, like, you know, whatever. But no, that wasn't it at all. She actually canceled because of Yom Kippur. So I guess when she booked it, she did not realize that it was her performance date fell on Yom Kippur. And so she had to cancel. Her publicist sent a statement to the fair, and it said something like, you know, explained why and, you know, made it seem as if things were going to be rescheduled, but she definitely won't be rescheduled for the fair. She might come back, you know, someplace at some point, but she's definitely not playing at the fair this year. So
Okay.
I mean, well, you know, but So right now, as it stands, the ones that had already been announced were Christian Nodal, Newsboys, Tower of Power. And then Paul Anka was announced, and he's going to be doing like a Frank Sinatra set. So I think that'll do good with like the older crowd.
Yeah.
This guy Chris Jansen is coming. He's the like kind of up-and-coming country artist they always do. And then Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Willie and man. Family is coming. That'd that's a pretty a big get.
Show.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty big get. That was a pretty good one. So I think that's, you know, that kind of elevates things. So they still have, I don't know, probably seven more nights to announce. So it'll be interesting to see, I mean, who they get. Obviously, I expect Gabriel Iglesias will be coming back. Mm-hmm. Fluffy, because he's there every year. They don't have a rock act yet. So I'm sure they're trying to book a rock band. I don't know. Who would you like to see at the fair this year? Do you even care about like bands going to the fair? Like,
I mean, I do.
I don't. I mean, you know.
I at least plan on going every year. I don't, you know, I don't need a band, the lineup to pull me in.
Right, right.
But, you know, it's been a while since there's been somebody where I'm like, oh yeah, I've got to go. Right.
Who would get you out to actually pay tickets and go and see a show?
Right now, I don't know, man.
Like what would be, can you even think about? Remember that year they had Weezer?
Yeah.
They would never be able to get Weezer now. No.
Weezer has gotten a new resurgence because of cover songs. Rock band that would fit, that would be a fair band.
Right. Because you know it would have to be like, you know,
somebody that's their career's done and then they're just right. Still,
or like a, yeah, you know, like a, you know, 2000s kind of more mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, band like, what the heck, Shinedown? Is that the,
yeah,
like that kind of a band, you know? Or like, you know, someone that's even a little older than that, but I can't even think. Right. There's a good chance they could get another comedian besides Gabriel Iglesias because, it seems like there's a lot more comedians coming through Fresno lately. So there might be some interest from some other, comedian types. I don't know who that would be, but, so it'll be interesting.
All your fair updates right up until the fair from Flowing with Fabus.
Yeah, we'll take it right there. So speaking of another sort of yearly event that gets people all crazy, Fresno State had its corn harvest, and it was like insane. So I had some friends who, on a random Saturday, just happened to be out and about, and they were like, we want to go to the Gibson Farmer Market. We want to get some ice cream. Mm-hmm. We want to look at the grass-fed beef or whatever, you know? So they're like, let's go.
we want to look at the cows that are going to die soon for us.
Let's go stop at the thing. So they stop and they see this big line. And, you know, there's all these signs and everything, Fresno State corn, blah, blah, blah. And so my friend is like, I don't care about corn. I don't want to eat the corn. So she, you know, finds the guy and she's like, hey, can we just go in if we're not going to get the corn? And he's like, no, you cannot go in if you're not going to get. And she's like, but I don't care about the corn. And he was just like not having it at all.
No.
It's like, you got to get in the line.
You came on the wrong day, lady.
Right. And there was like a, you know, 20-minute line or a 25-minute line, you know, just to get in. I'm like, man, is the corn that good? Like, have you had it?
I have. Not this year, okay. But I've had it, and it's good. It's good corn.
Is it better than, okay, so I come from Kingsburg, and in Kingsburg there was this one corn stand out in, you know, a certain part of town. And every year was like the kind of the same thing. And everyone would be like, oh, the Lindells have their corn ready or whatever it was. And you would just go and you would get the corn. And that was the thing. And you, this was the place and it was the best corn. They, you know, and I just, I don't know. I mean, is it like, so there has to be something about it being fresh, I suppose, right? Yeah, you know, that it's just like, it's picked and then, you know, it's not sitting it's in a right warehouse there, somewhere or whatever. Is it worth standing in, you know, a line?
For- not to me, but I'm not a corn aficionado. So I, you know, as a beer geek who's stood in line before for a beer, I can't really... you're not going to see me on one of those people on Twitter like, really? Stand in line for corn? Really? It's just corn, people. I'm not going to be one of those people because I do it for something else, you know? Everybody's got their nerdy thing, and I understand, like, you're like, I love this corn. I'll stand in half hour, and, you know, you know, when you do the grand scheme of things, just standing 30 minutes for something you really like, it's not a big deal, so do it.
Well, and also I think maybe
don't catcall them when you're driving by.
There also probably is like something about like the experience of being there with everyone and being like that has to be kind of fun too, you know, of like
you're there with the you know, whatever you call corn nerds, corn heads.
Yeah.
Oh man, did you you remember the first in line. You remember the 2004? Oh gosh, that was
Remember that? I wonder if, too, like, you know, some harvests are better than others, you know? Yeah. Like, some years it's just like, oh, my God, this corn was like, so good. And then it's like, hey, last year's corn was all right.
But they started using a different machine this year. It doesn't taste the same.
Different machine? But to harvest it? I don't even know.
Yeah, sure.
I know nothing about corn. Although, let me tell you a story.
They get those big-ass machines that go through, I don't know if Fresno State uses them, but
My parents recently in their backyard, two corn stalks just popped up.
Oh, they just randomly?
Just randomly in their backyard. Yeah.
Your parents don't live near Fresno State corn.
Nope. They just live, they live in Old Vig somewhere. And I'm over there one day. I'm like, what is that? My dad's like, oh, yeah, we have corn now. I was like, what? And he's like, I have no idea. He has no idea how it happens.
That's how Fresno, man. You can grow anything. Yeah. It just starts growing.
They pulled off a couple, and apparently they weren't any good. But who knows? Maybe next year.
If you need jalapenos, let me know.
Oh, yeah.
I got a jalapeno bush that just won't stop.
Really?
Like, I always thought of jalapeno bushes like you do it one year, and then that's it. And then you get a new one. But I've just kept this one around, and... It just keeps coming back every year, and it's just a crazy amount of jalapenos on it.
Loves
this Fresno weather.
Yeah, next time I'll get some. I always think I like jalapenos, so maybe we'll see.
They're good.
I'll pickle them
salad.
Or we'll see. Yeah.
Make your own salsa. I made my own salsa with it the other day.
Ooh, that sounds great. Yeah. Okay. So also something that happened. This will make you sad.
Oh no.
The last
Let's try Ferrell's not to be sad.
Ice cream. The last Ferrell's ice cream shop closed down.
Oh, so our dreams of it coming back someday are gone.
Are done.
Yeah, wasn't it like in LA somewhere or something?
Yeah, so it was like in there were two.
Cuz I remember I think I was maybe researching to do a blog post related to Ferrell's or something, and I noticed there was something in LA still operating.
So I think it was like 2013, 2014, something like that. There was like a big push they had brought back the brand essentially, and they had opened new restaurant. They opened one in Sacramento, or reopened one in Sacramento, and they reopened a couple down in Los Angeles, or maybe one had already been there and whatever. But they like kind of, you know, did a full rebrand of it, and I think they were like thinking about expanding and whatever, and then within the next like, you know, 3 years or 4 years, like the Sacramento one closed in like 2 years, and then blah blah blah, and the last one, there were two, one of them closed like at the end of 2018, And then the other one just closed, I guess in the end, early May or whatever, or June maybe. So
maybe somebody can bring it back as Ferrells, but like spell it differently.
Right.
Ferrells.
Yeah. Well, so apparently there's some, you know, millionaire dude who owns the brand, and he's like, I'm just going to sit on it. Maybe someday we'll bring it back as something else. So,
yeah.
But it's weird that like that wouldn't, I don't know. It seems like that would be a thing people would dig, like,
yeah,
all, you know, ice cream and dread, but I don't know. It's interesting, but people were really upset. And I didn't know this, but apparently in Sacramento, Ferrell's is kind of famous because in the 70s, a jet plane crashed in a Ferrell's and killed like 14 people.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, it was like I'm not sure the exact story, but yeah, there was a plane crash in a Ferrell's. There was like a family, or a bunch of families, but you know, there was like one family, like 14 people, were killed in this plane crash. So it was like a super big deal when they like brought it back. And then I guess there were a couple of locations in Sacramento at the time, but anyway. That's a little bit of trivia that I picked up.
Very, very sad.
While researching.
Very sad. You know, it's not the same when I go in that Chase Bank and I'm just not feeling that Ferrell's vibe anymore.
Do you go to the Chase Bank?
I've gone there because I had to, but not to be like, ooh, Ferrell's.
Right. I know.
But ooh, Applebee's.
Applebee's. Mm. I remember when I remember it being Applebee's.
I'll tell you what, you know, as much crap as Applebee's takes, and that's fine. I don't go to Applebee's, but it was better than a Chase Bank.
Right. That is true. But you know, I guess you also need a Chase Bank. So it's
okay. A convenient ATM for me.
Yeah, right. I understand that completely. Okay. What is there anything else? I mean, there are other things, but kind of viral stories like that, you know, and the Fab one was kind of crazy and people probably know this, but, so there's a woman, she's, gets drunk in the tower, I assume.
What? Woman drunk in the tower?
Woman in the tower drunk.
What? That's crazy.
Ends up at Fab. Something happens, and she ends up getting booted from the place and, you know, it starts reacting inappropriately, let's say, and yelling all sorts of, you know, crazy things. And because this is 2019, it was caught on video and people posted it and shared it around. And you know, suddenly it was like ruining her life. And then a day after, or as the video was sort of becoming viral, someone on one of the posts went on and made a comment, something to the effect of like, Fab needs to watch out or they will become the next Pulse or something like that.
Yeah, that's not good.
Which then triggered an investigation from the Fresno Police Department, and the woman, you know, went even more insane and, you know, whatever. Well, so they end up catching the guy. It ends up being the woman's daughter's boyfriend. He has a bunch of guns and ammunition. And the whole thing is just
great. He actually could have followed through with these threats.
I mean, it's kind of crazy to think about. And, you know, like, I mean, it definitely could have been a really terrible situation, all because this lady had a bad reaction to what was happening there. And then essentially got shamed for it online, which, you know, probably rightfully so. If you act like a fool, you know, people are going to call you out on it. That's just how the world works today. But it was interesting because, you know, before the threat was made, you know, the story was, the video was kind of out there and whatever. And I know, like, at the B, the Fresno B, you know, we were like, well, do we write about this or not? Because it's like, it's the video's out there and we know that people are talking about the video and it's like a viral thing, but it's like, what's really the story? But then, of course, as soon as the threat's made, then it's like, well, now we have a police report that we can pull from and we can give it some context. And so it became, you know, took on a life of its own.
Anyway. Yeah.
Well, but gratefully, luckily, nothing happened. And I think, you know, it was seemed like it was handled correctly, at least from, you know, the Fresno Police Department. Yeah. Took the threat seriously and followed the leads, and you know, because who knows what could have happened otherwise, you know. We could have been on the news for some terrible, terrible things.
Yeah.
All right.
That's enough.
I don't know. How you no, that is definitely. How you feeling about things?
I'm feeling like we're good. I feel like we need to plug it up.
All right, I'll let you go. I'll let you plug your stuff.
Okay.
I got it.
Oh man, I had a bad month this month.
Oh yeah,
just been hectic, and okay. I'm not getting blog posts out like, and it's frustrating. And it's
blog at
thefresnan.com and MikeyTopPour.com.
Yeah.
And I
haven't been able to get
it
to sucks. It. Huh?
Yeah, it hurts me a little inside every day. I don't get a post up.
But that's at least there. You're doing it again because you had done it. You had stepped away completely.
Yeah.
And then you came back. That was
a little while ago. Yeah. Back. Okay. Still doing it. Not shutting it down.
So thefresnan.com.
Fresnan.com. And then the Perfect Pour Beer Geek Show.
Very good.
Every week, every Friday, we got a new show.
Very good.
With Nick and Matt. It's good times, good fun, community we've
craft
got.
Beer.
We've built up a nice little community around the podcast, and it's a fun hangout session.
Good, and there's a lot of local stuff.
Yeah, that's half the show's local, so if you're like, listen, guys, we got, you know, local talk there a lot.
And it's also, I mean, it's a very fun show. And especially if you're into craft beer, you should be paying attention to it. So, yeah.
And of course, Get Off My Podcast.
Get Off My Podcast.
Harrison Ford Show.
Yeah.
And there's Dorktown. It's still there.
Dorktown Podcast. Technically. Yeah.
And very good. There you go. That's my things.
Okay.
I do have some recos.
Oh, yes, do it. Recommendations. Let's do it.
I went to that new sub shop. I know it's not local, but new to us is the Ike's.
Oh, man.
On Herndon and Palm. Okay.
And yes, go ahead.
I was like, maybe I'll check it out. You know, I don't, because my Deli Delicious was closed.
Okay.
You know, my local chain Deli Delicious here in Fig Garden Village happened to be closed that day. I don't know what was going on, but. It was like a Sunday, so I guess.
You're like, I'll go to Ike's.
So I'm like, all right, we'll try out this Ike's because they had a Fresno themed sandwich. They got me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called the Fresno Neal. Lorenzo Neal, the football player. Yep. Fresno Neal. It's a steak sandwich. So I'm like, all right, guys, you got me.
I'm doing it. Yeah.
It was really good. It was good. Good sandwich.
So I'm telling you, that's like my favorite, probably my favorite sandwich place in Fresno. Like now, Yeah. I am a convert.
I was impressed, and it was easy to order and all that stuff. I mean, that very parking good. Lot sucks ass there, but it's always
the parking
sucks.
Lot is terrible. That is true. Yes.
But other than that, it's good. Good. And we know what's crazy is I saw Farouk has been touring a lot.
This
month. They played inside an Ike's in a hard metal punk show in an Ike's.
Where?
It was Sacramento somewhere or something.
Yeah, okay. I thought for a second it was in Fresno, and I was just like flipping out. I was like, "Oh my god, how am I not, you know,
at this right now?" But yeah, there was some Sacramento area Ike's, and it was like that was a full on punk like CYC show.
Yeah,
and inside Ike's, and Farouk's feed was just like adding Ike's sandwiches the whole time. I'm like, don't tell them this is happening inside one of their stores. You're supposed to keep that in the download, bro. Now they're going to be like, what? What's going on?
No, they probably, I don't know.
Do you think they closed it as they just turned it into a music venue at night?
I don't know if they just.
There's no way they're just like open, still taking sandwich orders. And,
right, right.
Like people trying to walk through a metal show.
I suspect it had to have been like maybe somebody like, you know, like. One of the bands either worked there or knew someone. It's just like, we need a place for a show, and they're like, okay, do it here. Like that's how.
And like
that's
the manager didn't realize, like,
right?
Because I remember that kind of being a thing. Is there was it was like Pizza Land, I want to say on Marks in Ashland, and they used to turn that. You know, they would switch over and do shows like that. At night.
We played there. It'll go back. Played there early on.
Yeah, I remember going to a few shows there, and So it's a thing that happened, but I just seen it as a chain sandwich shop doing that. I'm like, what?
It's a small chain though, you know. Like, yeah. I mean, it's a chain, but it's not like a national, huge thing.
Pretty much
I think
just
like
California,
you know,
thing.
Yeah, and I think the owner's really like involved in all of them still. So. What's another one? What was the other recommendation, or was it just that?
No, there was one other one. So I don't think there's a legitimate non-local skate / surf shop in town now that Wavelengths is closed. Can you think of one?
No,
it's like
I believe
a local surf shop, skate shop. Maybe skate shop, but like I guess surf shop. Maybe I'm thinking more
right because
no, like, I think there's a skate shop in the tower. Maybe
there's like the Treadworthy or whatever.
Yeah,
that's gonna become like a bar thing, skate shop. I don't know what there. Yeah,
but if you want that Wavelengths vibe or like that Pismo surf shop vibe, there's still one in Madera called Viva Skate Shop.
Okay.
And I was in there recently, and I was like, this is like the only. I was talking to the guy who I think is the owner, and I was like, is this like the only thing around now that Wavelengths is gone? He was like, yeah, and he was just saying how like a lot of the Pismo shops are mostly Fresno people anyway,
working there
or owner or something. It's just like a thing. So if you're like you missed that. Surf shop vibe, which I
there's still a place to go.
You can go to Viva in Madera at least.
Well, what's funny is I was talking, I can't remember who I was talking about this with when Wavelengths closed, but you know, like when Wavelengths opened or like SBI and all those places, no one had that stuff. Like it was still like not a huge thing in the way it is. Like now, it's like every freaking store has. You know, you go to Target.
Yeah, it was
like whatever, you know.
Corporate,
but at the time,
you know, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which made it like really cool, you know. And then, you know, it all the guys were like definitely like, you know, in the scene or whatever, whether it was the surfers from the coast or like the skaters here, you know. So
right, it was like the same way if you go into a guitar, you know, music store, it's usually band, you know, people from bands all work there.
Right.
From the scene, and it's the same kind of thing.
But I think once you start seeing like the clothes and all that other stuff like in other stores, then people didn't really see a reason to go there, maybe. Mm-hmm. But it's too bad. I'm glad to hear that there's a place. And what's the name again? Where is it at?
Viva Skate, and it's on Howard. In Madera, on the west side of Madera.
There you go. So not too far for people in Fresno.
Yeah, those in Madera know, like, they had redoing their outside facade for about 5 years.
Oh, man.
But,
okay.
I think they're pretty much done now, and it's...
sweet.
It's a good shop in if you want to just stay local and go to a surf skate shop.
There you go. You know, I keep thinking I need to buy a skateboard someday, so maybe.
There you go.
All right, so I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. That's where you can go to find out all the latest news about whatever I cover in entertainment. So, you know, if you want to know about big Fresno Fair. There it is.
Yeah. Ramp up to the big Fresno Fair. We're the number one source.
You want to read my review on the Pete Buttigieg presidential town hall? That was
Were
in
you there.
There? Oh yeah, I went.
Was that cool?
Sitting in the audience.
Did you get to see him?
It was really cool.
No. You didn't get to ask him.
I did see him, but you know, like I didn't get to.
Oh yeah, I remember. Okay, I almost forgot about that. Yeah, I remember there were some people we know that got on TV there.
Oh yeah.
I would see Rocket, former guest or our annual guest of the show. Yeah. Rocky was there a couple times.
Andy Hansen-Smith was on stage.
Oh, he was.
He was on stage behind there. So yeah, there was a lot of people. I mean, it was. The crowd was, there was a big crowd. I think there was like 500 people. And, it was really cool. I think it was really interesting. It was a cool event. But that's the kind of stuff that you'll get from me.
Yeah.
If you look at that. I have a band, several bands. I have It'll Go Back, which, if you are interested, We are doing a show this month. We are playing a David Bowie tribute night. And we're actually playing as Dan Ziggy Stardust. So it's Bowie songs done in the style of Dan Ziggy.
All right. That'll be interesting.
Oh, man. You're telling me. We're figuring it out right now. And it's like, a ton of fun. And I realized that, like, you know, Danzig and Bowie aren't, you know, they're not the same, but a lot of times they do the same kind of things. And so it'll be interesting if I say Danzig Stardust and that at all piques your interest, you should come to the show. So there's that. I have a band called Strikingly Originals. We have new music out. We just released a kind of live video of another single, our second single, and we'll have a third one coming out soon.
I posted a video from your show on my Dogtown YouTube. I've forgotten to tell you about it.
Well, I didn't get to see it. Now I'll have to go see it. We had the release show with a bunch of bands, and that was a lot of fun. We don't have any shows coming up that I know of, but I'm sure we will. We're on Bandcamp and all of your, you know, favorite streaming outlets, so you can find us there. The Big Balls, AC/DC cover band, we recently got to open for the great Mac Sabbath at Fulton. This is the Black Sabbath parody band that's about McDonald's. It was the greatest thing. Like, you know, so they're playing Black Sabbath songs. They've changed all the words to be about fast food. They dress up like the freaking characters.
I wish I would have been paying attention.
They dress up like the characters. So like the singer.
Hamburglar. Like, somebody's got to be a hamburger.
Yes. There's the hamburger. There's Grimace. The dude is in an actual Grimace. And the costumes, like, are tweaked a little bit.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, Grimace kind of looks drunk or whatever. And then Mayor McCheese. There's, like, dude has a giant hamburger. Like, it was insane. And the setup, the stage was just... They had, like, on each side of the stage, they had these raw McDonald heads that, like, they must have got from... like an old playland. I don't know. They looked legit.
Yeah.
And they shot lasers out of the eyes and smoke out of the mouth.
Well, I think those ones they had, McDonald's used to have those and various drive-thrus.
There you go. They must have got them on
eBay. They were like the speaker head.
That would make sense because there was a little hole. Yeah. So it was like that. And they kind of redid them to look evil. The drum set was like a giant hamburger. It was just wild. The whole thing was and the band was really good, and they had this whole shtick, and it was probably one of the better live concerts I've seen in a while. So that was a lot of fun. Hopefully they'll be coming back at some point, because I think there were a lot of people there. I think there should have been more, because I think a lot of people would have really been into it. But so, yeah, that's what I have. I think that's it. There's probably more, but oh, I also do an Aikido podcast. If anyone is interested in like sort of the martial arts, that is called Aikido Disgust, and you can find that on all your platforms. That's it. That's all I got. Whew. That's a lot of stuff to get through.
Man.
All right. Well, we made it.
Mid-July, Fresno. Have a great time.
We'll be back. Everyone have some good fun. I would let everyone know, tell your friends about the podcast. Yeah. Let us know if you are enjoying the podcast and or not.
Joshua Teehee on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, on all the social medias.
The Fresnan on Twitter.
Yeah. And yeah, that's it. Yeah, let us know if there's stuff we miss or there's something you want to talk about, you think we should discuss. You know, people you think we should get on our podcast, all that good stuff.
All right.
That's it. I'm counting this out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So silly, Josh.